Well, the Bush Telly team is powering up for a pretty big day tomorrow when we're coming to you from the farm where our pig, Wilbur 101, has been raised this year. Now, never mind the fact that the forecast is 40 degrees in Victoria tomorrow with a hot northerly, and we'll be broadcasting from a corrugated iron shed. It'll be a great chance to get stuck into the issues around ethical farming and its future, some of the issues that you've raised with us this year. One of those issues is labelling, and back in September I visited Wilbur's owner Tammy Jonas to talk about how best to label free-range products, and one of the first things Tammy has to consider is what she's feeding Wilbur and his mates.
They have a regular mix that they mostly sell to intensives, and that mix has subtherapeutic antibiotics in it. And so we work with them to make sure we don't get any of that kind of stuff in our feed. And so we get a mixture of crushed grains that they then pelletize, because that actually does make sure that we waste the least.
Yep, okay. And so there is no antibiotics being used in your
Absolutely
feed system?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Which is a real interest to people, isn't it? Because it's not something that is necessarily declared on labels, or people are aware of it now, but it's hard to know whether your meat is grown in that way or not.
Yeah, I think you can pretty much guarantee if you're eating meat from intensive systems, it's got antibiotics in it, because those animals are at much higher risk of passing disease between each other.
All right, so we've got to find Wilbur 101 now.
Yeah.
Now, Stuart's here with us as well. Stuart's been on the back of the ute feeding. Where's he at? How much life has he got left?
There he is. We had thought when we started this enterprise that we'd be slaughtering at about 6 months, because that's industry sort of standard for free range. But our breed happens to be one of the very slowest growing, and we've been finding to get the size that we're looking for, we're growing them out to more like 7 months. So if he's 4 months now, he's probably got 3 months to go.
How at the moment what do you tell people about your product, people that are buying your pork or whatever other cuts they're after?
Yep. So, I mean, as you know, we call it ethical pork because it's been ethically raised by our ethical standards. Mm. We also often talk about being a transparency model. So we think that the only way for people to make ethical decisions is for a system to be transparent enough for them to have the information to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. So transparency is important. And then we have avoided all certification models because we are transparent. We don't need to be certified by an external body. We think of ourselves very much as being certified by the community.
Okay, why don't you choose to say this is our local product or this is our free-range product?
Well, I think local and free range are relatively meaningless, largely because of problematic certification systems, to be honest. Industry-led certification systems are problematic.
Yeah.
And so, although, of course, our animals are free range, just like many other wonderful growers that we know around here, I don't think that's very helpful to the consumer, because they know that there are free range systems they can't trust. Mm. And local, I mean, we only sell within 100 kilometres of here, so it's pretty obviously local, and we tell everyone where we are, so there's no need to use those words.
So that's Tammy Jonas, and make sure you follow us tomorrow, or listen if you can, from 11 o'clock on RN. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter when we'll be broadcasting from Jonai Farms tomorrow, so it should be a good day.